Welcome to Renal Cell Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. The focus of the rapid and successful drug development of a number of agents in renal cell cancer has been anti-angiogenesis. I met with Dr. Brian Reaney to learn more about the mechanisms of action of these fascinating agents, and he began our conversation by putting the field in perspective.
It's become clear over the last 2 to 3 years that approaches that are anti-angiogenic in nature that target blood vessels around tumors, especially renal tumors, have really become the dominant systemic treatment approach for metastatic disease. Historically, we've used immunotherapies like interleukin-2 and interferon with some modest success, sometimes dramatic success, but in a very limited number of patients. And with some of the emerging understanding of biology, it's clear that the angiogenic pathways are very relevant to kidney cancer pathophysiology. And as such, several drugs have developed that target various aspects of that pathway. Chief among these are probably three agents that are in the most advanced clinical development. There are two broad classes. One is small molecule inhibitors of receptors that are present on blood vessel cells and endothelial cells that are receptors for vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF. And agents that block this, such as sunitinib and sorafenib, are actually both FDA approved. They were approved in late 2005, early 2006, because they showed a few things. Tumor shrinkage, general shrinkage of tumor burden in the majority of patients, objective responses in a smaller subset of patients ranging anywhere from 10 to up to 40% with sunitinib, and initially delayed time to progression in the case of sorafenib versus placebo in a randomized controlled trial. Since those first FDA approvals, there have been other studies. Sunitinib was compared to interferon in a frontline study and showed a fairly dramatic progression-free survival benefit of 11 versus 5 months, and also held up the response rate of 30 to 40%. And sunitinib has really become a frontline reference standard for this disease. Sorafenib has had less development as initial therapy. We're waiting on some pending clinical trials for that agent.